In their odd effort at impeachment, House Democrats claim President Trump is guilty of abuse of power for simply exercising the power all presidents have and use routinely. What Democrats are actually doing is redefining abuse of power to mean taking any action or implementing any policy with which we disagree. In spinning the charge abuse of power in the way they're doing it, it is Democrats who are engaging in abuse of power. The latest Texas spin in the saga involves Rick Perry and was reported this way in The Statesman. The report issued Tuesday places Perry, former Texas governor, at the center of President Trump's scheme to withhold $400 million in military assistance from Ukraine in return for an investigation that would damage a political rival. Former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden, who was on the board of a Ukrainian energy company. Although President Trump's scheme intentionally bypassed many career personnel, it was undertaken with the knowledge and approval of senior administration officials, including the president's chief of staff, Mulvaney, Secretary of State Pompeo, and Secretary of Energy Rick Perry, said the report by the Democratic majority. The problem with this is even if it were true, unlike others, I cannot see how any of this is illegal or an abuse of power. Most all U.S. aid is subject to us getting something in return. And in regard to Joe Biden, I thought Democrats have been screaming that no man, even the president, is above the law. So why is Joe Biden above investigation for his actions when vice president? I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.